The Iraqi army and popular committees continue their military operations in Anbar and Salah Adin provinces. A security source said that the Iraqi forces have liberated the area of Al-Buhaswa, south of Tikrit, and pushed back ISIL militants, killing 30 of them. The source added that the security forces, with the support of the volunteer forces, carried out mop-up operations east of Dujail, 120 kilometers south of Tikrit. This is while the Badr organization and the Islamic resistance moved towards Balad and Tulu'iyya and Salah Adin province. The resistance faction said they will cooperate with the Samarra Operation Command and the tribesmen in the region to clear the towns.
The popular committees are heading, spearheading the advances supported by the Iraqi army and also with the tribesmen of the region. There is an excellent move towards the north of the country. And the crisis at the moment is in the Anbar province, where ISIL has withdrawn from Salah Adin and after they were defeated, and they moved towards Anbar province, and now they've concentrated their power in that region. The next big confrontation will be in Anbar province, and I think there is an understanding that Anbar needs to be cleared of ISIL within the very, very near future.
Meanwhile, in Anbar province, a security source said a commander was killed west of Ramadi during the operations to liberate Heat.
The popular committees and the Iraqi forces will be able to defeat ISIL. We have seen advances on the ground by Iraqi forces. The U.S.-led coalition cannot end this war, but ground operations will. Those advances and victories will liberate Iraq from terrorism. The liberation has started from the outskirts of Baghdad, and now it is heading toward the north.
In the meantime, ISIL continue its attacks to take control of a road linking Garma and Fallujah. It seems that all eyes are now on Salah Adin and Anbar, as the army and popular committees conduct operations aiming at cleansing the provinces to pave the way for the battles in Nineveh. Rahshan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.